May 26, 2026. Today's reading from Encounter with God. When we disagree. Opening prayer. Loving Savior, your sacrifice made for me, a sinner, overwhelms me. Your desire for fellowship with me, still a sinner, is beyond my understanding. I come to meet with you today with gratitude and love, eager to do your will. Read Romans chapter 14, verses 19 through 23. Let us therefore make every effort to do what leads to peace and to mutual edification. Do not destroy the work of God for the sake of food. All food is clean, but it is wrong for a person to eat anything that causes someone else to stumble. It is better not to eat meat or drink wine or to do anything else that will cause your brother or sister to fall. So whatever you believe about these things, keep between yourself and God. Blessed is the one who does not condemn himself by what he approves. But whoever has doubts is condemned if they eat, because their eating is not from faith. And everything that does not come from faith is sin. Reflect. Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, but only what is helpful for building up others according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen. Michael Bird writes about verse 19. I have to confess that this is my favorite verse in Romans, and how I wish it would be read out thrice at the beginning of every diaconate, eldership, session, wardens, presbytery, association, and synod meeting of Christians. In my experience, whenever we get embroiled in disputable matters, they take up the whole of our mental screens, whether that's in a big denominational meeting or in a relationship with one other individual. Everything else is crowded out. Paul shrinks them down to their proper place. If you are personally convinced of your own position on a divisive issue, don't parade it. There are more important things than winning the argument or the vote. Do you find that hard to believe? It's what Paul says here. What strikes me in these few verses is the personal concern we are urged to exercise for others in our fellowship. I have been in so many meetings where there has been disagreement about something that is regarded as a matter of principle, with little concern for one another's faith. Of course, some things are non-negotiable among Christians. The Apostles' Creed sets these out succinctly. In our church, we recite it together once a month. Disputable matters, like what it's permissible to eat, are more often about lifestyle. In the early church, there was a lot of wrangling about how many obligations set out in the Jewish law were binding on Gentile Christians. Today, we may argue about the teachings of Paul, what applied only to those people at that time, and what is commanded to all Christians for all time. Often this is not clear. What matters is peace and mutual edification. Apply. What are the issues that cause division in your fellowship? How can you apply Paul's advice? Closing prayer. Father, where there is division in my Christian community, please help us to remember your love for each of us. I ask that your peace reigns, with each person seeking to build up the others.